We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. The mission of Resolutions Northwest is to facilitate honest dialogue to resolve conflict and advance racial and social justice. Let's dive right in and talk about it. On the show this time, I would like to welcome Arion Moore. Arion is the co-director of mediation and the program director for the Landlord-Tenant Mediation Pilot Program at Resolutions Northwest. Hello there, Arion. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hey, Gary. Thank you. How's it going?
I'm doing good. So I think we should probably get started today by letting our audience know, what is Resolutions Northwest?
Resolutions Northwest, and we also known as RNW, we're a nonprofit organization that focuses on restorative justice, equity, conflict resolutions, and mediation. Individuals, communities, youth, and family organizations, businesses, and other nonprofits, public agencies, and school districts, that's who we work with.
Sounds like you guys do a lot of work.
Definitely. And we reach across the board. You know, we also offer training and coaching and consulting within all of that. So, yeah, we got a wide spectrum.
So you just started with Resolutions Northwest very recently. How's it been going so far?
It's been going good. It's been a little tough because, as you know, people who started during this pandemic, especially if your job is remote, you don't get to know your coworkers as well, right? Because
yeah.
After a normal day of meeting, you probably stop and talk to someone or whatever. But now with Zoom, especially me, I'm the kind that get off right when the meeting's over, so I don't meet in the breakout room. So it's been hard to get to know your coworkers, but luckily we've done work retreats where we got to know each other.
That's good. Yeah, it's tough to have coworkers that you don't even know.
Right, or you don't know what they look like.
Right. You know them on video, and that's all.
Yes.
So tell me about your job at Resolutions Northwest. You're the co-director of mediation and the program director for the Landlord-Tenant Mediation Pilot Program. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so just as I said, I'm the co-director of mediation. I work with another person, and, you know, we just basically take calls, try to help, you know, businesses, so forth, and organizations and people handle, you know, everyday conflict resolutions. As far as the Landlord-Tenant Program, that's piloted by Portland Housing Bureau. Basically, it's a program to get landlords and tenants to talk to each other instead of, you know, filing eviction or just not talking at all. And we're trying to help build better relationships with both because of the housing crisis. So we really want people to be able to stay in their homes, and we want the relationships to be better so they can extend that stay.
Resolutions Northwest has been around for a few years, right? When did it start?
No, I don't know.
I think I looked on your website. It looked like it was back in the 80s sometime. So the Landlord-Tenant Mediation Pilot Program must be really important right now because of the pandemic.
Yes, definitely. So, yeah, we've been around since the 80s, by the way. And like I said, I'm new. But then I came on for the landlord-tenant program because of the housing crisis, as I mentioned. So right now with, you know, thankfully there was some Oregon relief funds. But as we've learned, as people know, it's never just about the rent sometimes. There's always some minor issue or what people would consider minor, but we have other problems that people are dealing with that we need to resolve so we can keep people in their house along with, you know, financially recovering these individuals that may need assistance.
So it could be things like maybe there's a leaky pipe or maybe it is the rent or just about anything or a noisy neighbor.
Definitely. We have, like you said, sometimes there's back rent or rent increase. Sometimes there's accommodations that need to be made that weren't. Guests, parking, noise, and pets and property damage. So, and a lot of times people just avoid each other or, you know, it gets done later than it should. And sometimes that's because the people don't get along, not because just people just weren't able to do it. So, as you know, if you could think about working with a classmate or a coworker, it's easier to work with people when you have some type of communication or cordial confronting with each other. So we're just trying to clear that up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So what is mediation? How does it work and what's the purpose?
Mediation is a way to resolve Mediation is a process where we have individuals or groups, and we call them parties so we don't use identifying information, sit down and have a facilitated discussion with the neutral party. And sometimes people need an outsider, a non-biased person to help facilitate that discussion, as we mentioned. So it doesn't seem like there's someone being impartial or that it's one-sided because there's two people that know each other and don't know the other person. The hope is that we can reach an agreement that is suitable for everyone involved. It may not be 100% one way, but if both parties walk away feeling like, hey, okay, I got to say what I was able to say what I wanted to say, they heard me, and I made some agreements that work for both of us, I'm okay to move forward. And sometimes that would consist of back payment, that would consist of, well, how do we communicate from now on? Is it text, email, or come to the office?
So is the mediation, does it happen in person, or gosh, probably because of the pandemic, a lot of it's happening over Zoom or over telephone calls or emails? How does that work?
So we're holding our mediations over Zoom right now just for the safety of staff and others involved. And it's been working out pretty well. We can still go through the same process. We can still have people express themselves. And also, it allows people to be in their own environment, you know, in their apartment, in their car, wherever they feel comfortable using the online platform. It also creates a relaxing state when we go into mediation.
Yeah, I would imagine some of these conflicts can be pretty, I don't know, the parties really probably don't like each other that much, and so it could get a little heated, right?
It definitely can be heated, and sometimes it's not. It's just the two or multiple people aren't able to communicate well with each other or understand each other. But, yeah, if there is sometimes a little more tension than normal, I mean, now we have the mute button. Right, like in person, you're kind of like trying to calm people down and say, hey, don't talk over each other. You know, generally, if we feel it's high conflict in that situation, we'll just ask people to just start on mute. And that usually seems to work.
What kind of special training do you and your staff have in order to facilitate this mediation?
Well, everyone that comes to our organization should have the basic mediation training, which is usually somewhere between 32 to 40 hours training, which just consists of learning how to facilitate different type of responses and so forth. But our organization also focuses on equity-based mediation, and pretty much there's usually like a power imbalance sometimes. In this case, it would be the landlord, the tenant. But we offer that support as they, you know, navigate through these difficult conversations and conflict. We recognize that sometimes with these connections, they don't really happen, you know, like in a vacuum because of each person's background, their identities and experiences, how they impact each person. So we have, so we really want that part of the training, the equity part, to be a main focus just for situations like landlords and tenants.
We're talking today with Arion Moore with Resolutions Northwest. And Arion, is this program for Portland or for Multnomah County, or who do you serve?
Currently it's for the city of Portland, since it's a pilot program. But our hope is that, you know, after this first run, so to speak, the first year, we'll see the impact it has. We'll do some follow-ups after the first mediation, and we'll see if there's a good success. And then we'll try to see if we can expand it to the county or even across the state. There are a lot of programs that have landlord-tenant, maybe named different, maybe called eviction mediation. But our program is trying to get people before it's filed in court. So we're hoping this type of program is very successful that can spread across the state.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
How did you come up with this project?
It was actually, as I mentioned earlier, the Portland Housing Bureau. And with working with us, we just were trying to figure out, you know, there's a lot of programs that pay, you know, people's rent, back rent to stay in their homes. But as I mentioned, we're also trying to figure out what other ways can we keep people inside of their homes? Because there's, you know, there's always more than one issue or one way to resolve an issue. Sorry. And so we just kind of figured that maybe we can do something small, which is actually grand scale, if you think about it, that just having people talk to each other. I mean, if we think about a lot of conflicts, recent times or throughout history, there was lack of communication. And this situation here has brought a lot of landlords, tenants to talk, work through their problems. And now when another problem arises, they know how to talk to each other. Or if a person moves, that tenant knows how to talk to the landlord, and vice versa. If that landlord gets a new tenant, they know how to, or hopefully know how to work with that tenant. So it's almost like a gift that keeps giving.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing for everybody to know. Conflict resolution is really important in everyday life.
100%, yes.
Do you have any specific landlord-tenant cases that you can share with us?
I can't say specific due to privacy and confidentiality, but definitely we can kind of, some of the items we mentioned earlier, we do have noise complaints from landlords or tenants, or sometimes tenants will complain about another tenant and then a landlord gets involved. So we'll get a few of those. We'll get some move outs, whether it's the assistance to move out or just someone just thinks the other party should move. And we get parking, or we'll get rent increased. And so with those, we try to figure ways to have the parties talk it out and say, hey, this is what's going on from my perspective, the other person say theirs, and hopefully they can come to an agreement that's suitable that either keeps the person home or helps them transition, but there's no hostility afterwards or there's no misconception.
Do you and your staff, do you work for one side or the other? Like, are you specifically working for the tenant's rights or for the landlord rights, or how does that all work out?
Oh, definitely not. No, we as mediators are not biased, and so especially our organization, because when you become biased, you think you know the best decision for one or everyone involved. And that's why a lot of mediators, especially at our organization, we don't know the other person's best decision, even through an hour of conversation. So we're here just to make sure that each person is heard, and that they state what they need and what they want. And then we try to we have questions that lead them into that discussion. We're not giving advice. We're not telling them the best solution. We're saying, hey, if this is what you're needing, how do you present it to this person? And then what can you give or take? Same with both sides. So, no, we don't favor either side. That just wouldn't be professional of a mediator.
So then what are the benefits to the tenant and to the landlord for this type of mediation?
Well, for landlords, since they're renting, they're always going to have different types of tenants, different personalities and characters and issues. So they get to learn through mediation, you know, not everything is going to be normal, so to speak. You know, not every tenant is going to be the same as the previous. So they just learn, okay, maybe I just need to stop and talk. Or maybe there's something going on that this person hasn't told me, so let me just talk with them and see if we can work something out. Also, a lot of landlords don't want the turnover of having to move someone, remodel, look for a new tenant, hope that lasts, or even go into court and having to deal with attorneys. So one of their main benefits is just keeping someone in that resident. And then for the tenant, you know, no one really likes to keep moving unless it's for, you know, a partner or a job or whatever. And so it helps them learn how to work with someone who may be a little more aggressive or someone different than they've ever worked with and say, hey, I need this place. What can I do better to work with you and how can you work with me? So it keeps the tenant in their home. And that's the goal of the program. That's what Oregon is trying to deal with right now. How do we keep people in their home?
I would imagine, well, I know for a fact that it's very expensive for both parties. For the landlord, when somebody moves out, they've got to maybe repaint and do all this stuff. And for the tenant, it's expensive to have to start up in a new apartment. So it is best to try to resolve the conflict.
Yeah, we're looking at cost reduction, right? And when you can do that, you also ease tension, which is what we're dealing with. And moving is a major expense and it can be stressful, anxiety. So if we can take little things like that off the plate, then I think that's good for long-term results.
We're talking today with Arion Moore with Resolutions Northwest. Now, why should people come to your program and how do they find your program?
People should come to us if they have any type of conflict, even if it's minor or they think it's going to get bigger. Because we are, as I mentioned, our specially trained mediators, we know how to deal with the equity part of a mediation. So, as I mentioned, that has the background, identities, and other experiences that need to be at the table if it comes to it. We also, our program is free for residents and managers of Portland. So if the home is within Portland city limits, this program is free. We hope that people use this as an extra resource and as a benefit, and they can learn from us. And the best way to get a hold of us is through email at info@resolutionsnorthwest.org. That's info@resolution.org. Or they can call 971-389-7138. So that's 971-389-7138.
And your website is resolutionsnorthwest.org. There's plenty of information on there, too. I'm looking at it right now, and there's tons of information. A great place to get started is at resolutionsnorthwest.org.
Yeah, oh, definitely. First, go to our site, look around, check it out, see our staff, get to know everyone. And then if you feel like you do have a landlord-tenant issue, then yes, the email that I presented, info@resolutionsnorthwest.org, or the number 971-389-7138.
What has been the experience for everyone involved so far?
It's been a positive one once we actually get to mediation, because like I said, in the beginning there's a lot of hesitation because people felt that they've done their best already. But once we talk about the benefits, as I mentioned, of why it's good to come to mediation, you have a better chance of walking away with things you want and need when you actually have a mediation. Especially, like, if you go to court, it's in the judge's hands at that point, and the outcomes aren't always the best for either side. But when you have mediation and you're able to sit down and talk and use our trained mediators, you definitely feel that you've made some type of change, and that you're, you know, doesn't always work out. So I'm not saying it does, but we definitely see a lot of progress. A lot of people are thankful because they said, hey, I never had that type of conversation with someone. I really learned a lot.
So what happens if one side wants to come to mediation, but the other side doesn't want to come to mediation? How do you resolve that?
Yeah, so, you know, we'll try to talk to one party, the one that does not come, and say, hey, here's the benefits. If they're absolutely set or not, let me go back. This is a voluntary program, so no one has to come. You're not owing any money since it's free. But if one party is, like, really set on, like, hey, we need mediation, what we'll do is talk with that party. We'll offer some coaching, you know, ways that you can communicate better, how you can present what you need, and then other resources. You know, just sometimes people are not comfortable or do not want to mediate, and that's just what happens. But we'll work with the one or multiple people that do and see how we can deal with the conflict.
Since your services are free and you're a nonprofit, how is this all paid for?
Oh, the Portland, again, this is from the Portland Housing Bureau. It's funded by them. And so we just keep in contact with their rep and just discuss how things are going, the pros and cons and the ups and downs.
Is there a way for our listeners to help out? I see a donate button on your website, so I'm assuming people can make donations to your organization.
Yes, they definitely can by going to our website, and they can look around and see if our funding fits their needs, or if they're interested, they can call us and we can talk more about it.
Has the program been successful so far? And tell us about what that success looks like.
The program has been successful. It started a little slow, but it's we're definitely getting more calls and emails. And it's going good because once we actually get to mediation, we've had some resolution. So success to us would mean that the tenant stays in their home and the landlord has agreed, or if the tenant decides to move or they want to move, that there is an agreement. First of all, I'll just take the bet. A success is when there's an agreement made and both parties are like, hey, this worked out for us. Whether the tenant is leaving or staying, maybe helping with moving costs, and they agree to move out on a certain date, that's a success. The landlord agrees to fix certain things within a certain time period, that's a success. Or the tenant agrees to make certain changes so the residents and the landlord is happy, that's a success to us. So since we're in the first early stage, right now we only go off of what we have, the mediations, but we'll do follow-ups in about 3 to 6 months. And if those agreements are still followed, that's a continued success.
Since this is just a pilot program, it's just getting started, what kind of struggles have you had so far?
I think some of the biggest struggles were the outreach. We're trying to reach all markets, but definitely we want to hit a lot of diverse groups, special needs, elders, people of color, low income, and, just try to get the word out about what mediation is and the benefits of it. And that's something I'm learning as time's been going on, as I've been working, how to reach different people, how to reach different organizations. And so that's probably been a struggle, but as the word has been getting out, we've been doing a lot better.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Where do you think this program's going to be in about 5 years from now? What do you see in the future?
I see, kind of like we talked about earlier, that this is a statewide program, at least, or at least multiple counties have picked up on this type of program and it becomes a benefit. And that, you know, maybe we have a 80% success rate, or that each time a party comes to us, we get a mediation and a tenant is able to stay home. So also the percentage of how many calls we get and the success we get with the follow-up. So if we are able to do a follow-up a year or two later, and, you know, the tenant's there and the relationship's good, that's what we'd like to hear. Or if the tenant moves and they'll say, yeah, I moved, but for my own reasons, but nothing happened bad on the way out, that's what we love to hear.
Yeah, that's a good outcome.
Right.
So in the last little bit of time we have here, Arion, tell us how listeners can reach you and get all the information they need.
Oh, yeah. So we can be reached, or you can go to our website, you know, resolutionsnorthwest.org, look around and follow on the landlord-tenant program. You can also email at info. Let me take that back. You can reach us through email, info@resolutionsnorthwest.org, or call 971-389-7138 and ask for Arion.
Excellent. Well, welcome to Portland. You're new here. You've only been here for a few months, so welcome to town, and you've provided us lots of great information today, Arion. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and you know, look forward to reconnecting with y'all and talking more about the program in the future after we got a few months under it.
We've been talking today with Arion Moore, co-director of mediation and the program director for the Landlord-Tenant Mediation Pilot Program at Resolutions Northwest. Thanks again.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.